We're Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. And this is according to the Mitzvot David and the Ralbag. There is a lot of food with the plowing of the poor. And there are people who die who do not deserve to die. Okay. So what the first half is saying is that there are people that do a lot of work. They do all the back-breaking work. And somebody else gets the money for it, becomes wealthy. And the second half is saying that certain people, you know, like you're in the wrong place, the wrong time, somebody shoots you, disease. I mean, then it's not your turn to die. Okay? So the question is, what are these two halves have to do with each other? The answer is that they're both injustice. Okay? It sounds like it's unjust that somebody does all the backbreaking work and he gets very little for it. Somebody else owns the money. And in the second case, the person dies even though it's not his time to die. So the question is, it's unjust, okay? So that's what they both have in common, that both sides are unjust. Based on that, there are two questions. One question is, where's God's justice? Doesn't seem to be fair. And two is, what is it doing in Mishlei? Okay? Insofar as God's justice is concerned, we live in two worlds. We live in the world of Hashgacha Pratis, and we live in the world of laws of nature. Hashgacha Pratis is based on good and evil. Okay? Now, in Hashgacha Pratis, the physical world is affected by who you are. Okay? So therefore, if you're a tzaddik, certain things will happen. If you're a rasha, other things will happen. Okay, or if you deserve punishment, even if you're tzaddik, so then certain things will happen, bad, but it's because of who you are, and the physical world is affected by who you are. The laws of nature do not recognize who you are. There is no difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. So therefore, that's where injustice comes out, in the laws of nature. Okay? Okay, so that takes care of injustice. In Hashgacha Pratis, the exact amount which you deserve is precise. It must be precise. If it's not precise, then it's not Hashgacha Pratis. It has to be precise to justice. Okay, now the question is, what is it doing in Mishlei? The question is, what is it doing in Mishlei? The answer is that. See, if you live the life of Mishlei, high probability you will be successful. But since you live in the laws of nature, there are certain things that are out of your hands, and therefore, even though you might live the life of Mishlei. And high probability, and in most cases, you will be successful, as we've shown through Pasuk after Pasuk. But there are cases where the laws of nature affect you without you. In other words, there was no way of knowing. You were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you couldn't protect yourself. There was no way of thinking it out. So therefore, bad things will happen to you. So therefore, it's telling you that that when we say that you're successful, we're successful based on high probability, based on your decision making. But there's certain things that happen in the physical world that is outside your ability to make the decision. And so therefore you can fail in those situations.